And so we've made it to the fourth Sunday of Advent. As Christmas draws near, our hearts and minds turn to the story of Mary and Joseph, a story that speaks deeply about faith, trust, and sacrifice, with the enduring power of God's promises. It's a story that not only inspires us, but also challenges us to reflect on what it means to place our trust in God and to live in obedience to his will, even when the path ahead is uncertain. Mary and Joseph's journey began in a place of vulnerability. Mary, a young teenage girl, discovers she is pregnant before her marriage to Joseph, a situation which would have been considered scandalous in their small, close-knit community. Joseph, a kind and honourable man, faces a difficult choice. He can quietly end the engagement, or he can stand by Mary, despite the fear and uncertainty they must have both felt. Both Mary and Joseph chose to trust in God's plan, no matter how implausible or challenging it seemed. Their faith reminds us that trust in God is not always easy, but it is transformative. Mary's faith is evident in today's gospel reading as she visits Elizabeth. Despite the uncertainty she faces, Mary's heart overflows with praise in the Magnificat, a song that celebrates God's faithfulness across generations. And similarly, Joseph, guided by the message he received in a dream, embraces his role as Mary's husband and Jesus' earthly father. He stands by Mary, even though doing so exposes him to ridicule and scorn. Together they embody a faith that is willing to endure hardship, trust God's promises, and embrace the unexpected. The story of Mary and Joseph is also one of sacrifice. In a society that valued reputation and conformity, Mary and Joseph's decision to follow God's will subjected them to criticism, whispers, and misunderstanding. Yet they were willing to endure the cost of obedience, knowing that their faithfulness served a greater purpose. Sacrifice is woven into the fabric of the Advent season, reminding us of the ultimate sacrifice that God made by sending his Son to save humanity. Mary and Joseph's willingness to bear societal shame mirrors the love and sacrifice that Jesus himself would later embody on the cross. The story also highlights the importance of support and community. When Mary visits Elizabeth, the two women find comfort and encouragement in each other. Elizabeth affirms Mary's calling, and together they celebrate the miraculous works of God in their lives. This mutual support was crucial as they faced their individual challenges. For Mary, Elizabeth's blessing must have been a source of strength and reassurance. Their bond reminds us of the vital role that we play in each other's lives as a faith community. Just as Mary and Elizabeth uplifted one another, we are called to build each other up, offering encouragement and love, especially in times of trial. The journey of Mary and Joseph was not without hardship. They faced societal scorn, political oppression, and the practical difficulties of their time. As the time for Jesus' birth approached, they were forced to travel to Bethlehem, only to find no proper place for them to stay. The Saviour of the world was born in a humble stable, sharing space with animals. And soon after, they had to flee to Egypt to escape Herod's deadly decree. But despite these trials, Mary and Joseph showed remarkable resilience, rooted in their unwavering trust in God. And this part of their story reminds us that faith does not exempt us from challenges, but it does give us the strength to endure them. Obedience is another key theme in this story. Mary, when visited by the angel Gabriel, responded with humility and trust, saying, "Let it be to me according to your word." And Joseph too responded with obedience to the message he received, embracing his role in God's plan, despite the personal cost. And their example here reminds us that faith is not just about belief, it is about action. Obedience to God often requires courage and commitment, even when the path ahead is unclear. Throughout their journey, Mary and Joseph experienced God's provision and guidance. Angels brought messages of reassurance and direction. Elizabeth offered support and encouragement. And even in the most challenging moments, God's presence was evident. As we admire the angels that adorn our church and reflect the Deanery's Inspiring Angels project, let us remember that angels are not just messengers of hope, but symbols of God's constant presence and guidance in our lives. Just as God provided for Joseph and Mary, he continues to provide for us, equipping us to face whatever challenges come our way. And at the heart of this story is God's love and redemption. The birth of Jesus, entrusted to Mary and Joseph, is the ultimate expression of God's love for humanity. It fulfills the promise foretold by the prophet Micah, that from Bethlehem would come a ruler who would bring peace and salvation. And through Jesus, we are sanctified and made whole, as the reading from Hebrews reminds us. His birth, death, and resurrection are God's greatest gifts to us, a gift of grace, a gift of mercy, and a gift of eternal life. But this story is nothing without recognizing it as a call to action. Faith is not passive. It requires us to trust God, care for one another, and follow his leading, even when it feels impossible. And Mary and Joseph's story challenges us to live out our faith with courage, love, and obedience. As we light our final Advent candle, let it serve as a reminder of the light of Christ in our lives. A light that calls us to truly be his hands and his feet in the world, spreading love, hope, and joy. And as we prepare to celebrate the birth of Christ, let us draw inspiration from Mary and Joseph. Their faith, sacrifice, and resilience show us what it means to trust in God's promises, and to follow him wholeheartedly. May we carry the message of hope and redemption into our lives, our church, and our community, always remembering that God is with us, guiding and sustaining us through every step of the journey. Amen.